Hi, and welcome to our Learn to Meditate audio series. We want you to know that we are very honoured that you are taking the time to listen to these classes. We know your time is precious, and we want to offer you
Class
our deepest
six,
gratitude
learning,
and respect
love, and
presenting
laughter.
These classes to you.
Goals. In Class 6, you will discover the rocking chair test, practice expressing the meaning of life, and continue your regular daily meditation practice in your special place. The rocking chair test. Sometimes we wonder about the decisions we make. Are they from the mind or the heart? We might ask, is this a decision that is unveiling my highest possible destiny, or perhaps just an easy, comfortable solution that fits into my outer life? It is important that we stretch ourselves to remember what makes our lives meaningful. Just as it is in the physical world, we make ourselves physically fit. In the same way, we need to make ourselves emotionally, mentally, and spiritually fit to bravely march out into the world and live our spiritual life. Think back to what we said about the meaning of life, learning, loving, and being happy. Each aspect needs careful consideration. Learning. Real learning refers to our evolution as individuals. We need to be aware that we cannot progress by staying the same. Some part of our state of mind has to evolve, to be different from where it was a moment ago. So do not fear it. Explore change. Ask yourself, what is the most important thing for me to learn today? What should I be working on? Use the success spiral to chunk for yourself an achievable spiritual goal and then act on it. Remember, the action is what is important. Use positive internal dialogue with the result and create more potential for yourself. Have faith that all the answers to all of your questions are inside of you, that you can find the answers inside yourself. Your soul is the window to the supreme, the highest in all things, and as you find yourself, you will find that you are tapping the self in all things. If following a master appeals to you, it can really help your progress. Real spiritual teachers have a free access to these worlds and are able to easily see where we have come from and what is required in our life for our fastest progress at this moment. They actually are able to teach us from within. So along with your faith in yourself, your spiritual teacher, an open mind, and some patience and perseverance, there is nothing that can hold you back in evolving towards your highest spiritual goals. Loving. Remember unconditional, forever love. Practice it. The highest love reaches every atom with unconditional love and connection. This is not just an offering of goodwill. This is a blazing furnace of deep love for every single soul. Love for no reason and without any expectation of a result. Love your loved ones, but also love your cat or the dog or the sky, the ocean, and love them not because they did something for you, but love them really, unconditionally, divinely. See the supreme in the things you love. You might like to imagine the infinite, unconditional love the supreme has for us as a good starting point. Reflect on that noble idea that all souls have infinite love within them. Hazrat Khan has said, when you can see the supreme within all things, then all things become appealing. Suddenly a leaf seen with love becomes an ah moment that leaves us breathless and in awe, while the same leaf analyzed and dissected with the mind is lifeless and dead. Most of our relationships begin with this wonderful, effortless and unconditional love. Our challenge is to begin our relationship with the supreme with this love and then to renew it every moment, to expand it and realize that it is at the center of all experiences of love. As we discovered last class, real love is the expansion of our awareness into the love in all things. This love, this energy that flows through all things, has a unique and powerful sense, much more powerful than our physical senses that we begin to glimpse in intuition, in meditation. Being happy. Do you want to be happy? Then be happy. Naturally, we are all infinitely happy and blissful souls. Our attachment to our grosser mind, emotions and body and our ego is what prevents our clear perception of this bliss. As you know, normally our conditioning teaches us that we need external things and events and even time to find our happiness. This is normal, but it is not natural. The Supreme is 24 hours all joy, so how can we be otherwise? Look at being happy as being as important as your meditation, because when you're feeling real joy, you're right there in the heart of the Supreme. That is the nature of the Supreme. Be mindful. Watch yourself. If you find that you're allowing yourself to fall into depression or unhappiness, be ruthless in your determination to throw those thoughts from your consciousness. Don't let them in for even a moment. Radiate happiness, radiate enthusiasm. Your best defense is a strong offense. Remember your real nature. You are not the body, you are not the mind, you are not your emotions. What you really are is your soul. All happiness, all love, all joy. There's one secret to all this, that it is impossible to be unhappy when you are radiating love. The real secret is that real joy comes from the flow of love. So again, you can see the significance of how important it is to learn the skill of unconditional loving. Let me repeat this because it is really, really important. The real secret is that there is only one cause of happiness, and that is the flow of love. Rabindranath Tagore expresses it as, "In me and through me, you are manifesting your infinity, utilizing the finite to express your infinite beauty, infinite joy, infinite nectar delight." So, be aware that our fulfillment comes from the flow of love. It is not enough to have good intentions or to be perhaps a better person than the next person. We do not get fulfillment from that. We are fulfilled when we are all we can be. And this starts by loving our potentialities, our dreams, by loving ourselves. When we stretch every limit that we are darts by loving our potentialities, our dreams, by loving ourselves. When we stretch every limit that we had set for ourselves and then finally see that there aren't any, that is the moment of merging with the Supreme, when we really do live the mantra, "Be still and know that I am." It is not enough, however, to say or even to believe that we have no limits. It is impossible to really know we have no limits until we actually stretch them. We cannot really know ourselves until we have pushed over every barrier, every limitation, every old idea that had restrained us, and then only is it possible to know our unlimited self for sure, for it is not a mental idea but a spiritual realization. If you are unsure that a path is the right path for you, imagine yourself having followed that path your whole life, sitting on a rocking chair looking back at from where you have come. See your evolution and reflect on, would there have been another path you would have changed to be happier, more loving, and more wise? Is there another path you could have chosen that would have allowed you to evolve faster? Rock on that chair and see. Then reflect on this. Down through the ages, throughout history, men and women of greatness have been those that have not done the usual, the normal. They have trusted in themselves and believed in their own little inner voice and followed it with a heart full of conviction. This is true of any field of endeavor, but it is an absolute imperative for the spiritual seeker. The path of the heart is meant for those wishing to travel spiritually as fast as possible. You have found these classes because something inside wanted you to. Now it is for you to do the rest. Faith awakens us to see the truth. Wisdom helps us to live the truth. A story. There was once a monk who spent all his time following the rituals of his particular religion. One day he noticed a lady over the other side of the road, employed as a prostitute. He decided to go and explain to her the error of her ways. "Don't you know that what you are doing is sinful?" he explained. "You surely will go to hell." "No, I am sorry, I didn't," she replied. "I will stop," she assured the monk. However, a week later, the monk noticed there were still men coming to her house, and mortified, he began to place a pebble for every customer on a pile. Soon there was quite a heap, and so he went over to her house again. "You see that pile of pebbles over there?" he proclaimed. "They are your sins. They will surely weigh you down to the fires of hell. You assured me that you would change your ways." Crying, the lady managed between sobs. "I am so sorry, but this must be my fate. After you spoke, I stopped, but then there was no food for my children. I love my children, and I can't bear to see them hungry. So if I have to go to hell, so be it." So anyway, they both died. At the pearly gates, the monk watched as the prostitute went straight to heaven. He couldn't believe it, but he reassured himself, thinking that all his life he had followed the scriptures, so he must be going to an even higher plane. So he asked the gatekeeper, but the gatekeeper only pointed downstairs. He was aghast. "How can this be?" he demanded. "All my life I have lived according to the scriptures." But the gatekeeper just shook his head and said, "I am sorry, but all her life she was focused on the love of her children, while all your life you were focused on her sins. Her love is transporting her to heaven, while you, I am afraid, still have some work to do."
Imagine yourself sitting on the edge of a cliff, looking out across an ocean. It's just before the dawn, on a warm summer's morning. All around you is still and soundless. Just slivers of starlight sparkling off the waves below saves the pitch blackness. A warm breeze drifts across the ocean and wafts up the face of the cliff and into your heart. And this breeze is not so much a movement of air, but a feeling of peace. As you focus out towards the horizon, you notice the first purples and crimsons of the morning dawn spilling out across the sky, and you begin to get a feeling of the sunrise, of newness, beauty, warmth, innocence. All the time the sunrise is changing, purples turning to crimsons, crimsons to oranges and yellows. The feeling of the sunrise intensifying, soaring across the vastness into your heart breath. The sky above and behind you is being overwhelmed by the color and feeling of the sunrise, until the very air around you is tinged by the wondrous purple hue of the morning dawn. It fills the air like a fragrance. You breathe, and the sunrise enters. The crescendo builds. The first ray of sun explodes into the sky and straight into your heart, filling you like an electric charge with peace and light. You feel as though if you were just to stretch your arms, they might become like wings, and you would be able to soar down over the ocean. And so you do. You stand and stretch your arms and lean ever so gently against that breeze drifting up the face of the cliff. You find yourself becoming lighter and lighter, until just your big toe and your right foot is the last thing touching the earth. And then a moment later, a gentle puff lifts you off, letting go. You glide down over the face of that cliff and soar inches above the surface of the ocean. One wingtip every so often just dipping into the water, making splashes that sparkled rainbows across the sky. The gentle breeze that had wafted up into your heart at the top of the cliff has now become a great rush, rolling over your wingtips, splashing against your face, inundating your heart with peace. And in the distance, or perhaps deep inside your own heart, you hear two words whispered ever so gently, over and over again. I am. I am. I am. I am the sky. I am the ocean. I am the sunrise. I am the bird. I am freedom. And as you look down across the waves, you feel the whole ocean vast, horizon to horizon. You feel it. You have become the sky as far as you can see. It feels as though you could stretch your wings from horizon to horizon and engulf every little part of this magnificence. And it's shown to you in the next moment that it is the love deep inside your heart that is allowing you to connect with all that is around you. Your love is so full, so all-encompassing that you understand and feel what every part of the creation is feeling. You glide in this love, you float in this love, you soar in this love. All the time, it expanding within you, welling up inside your heart. Then, with just a whim, you decide to dive deep to the very depths of the ocean. And as you splash through the surface of the ocean, you feel that this ocean is so deep, it's almost unfathomable. Deeper and deeper you dive, past the turbulent waves crashing about on the surface, deeper and deeper to the silent, still depths of the ocean. And you feel that you are diving in some parallel way, deep into your own soul, plummeting to the center of yourself. Past the worries and fears and doubts and limitations, crashing about on the surface of your life. Until finally, at the bottom of the ocean, at the still center of your soul, you sit cross-legged in perfect silence, in perfect stillness, and there, at the core of your existence, you explore yourself in perfect meditation. Light beams stream through the water, and as you glance upward, you see the noonday sun, powerful and bright. Drawn like a magnet, your heart pulls you upward, and focusing on the light, you accelerate through the surface of the ocean and into the sky. The more you concentrate, the faster you accelerate. And the intensity of the light satiates you. Your every atom, your heart, like a beacon, propels you higher and higher. That this light is not just a physical light, it is also a spiritual light, the light of wisdom, of truth. It is as though all of the millions and billions of people that have ever been here on the earth, and all of their experiences, their wisdom, their revelations, their aha moments are flooding the very core of your being with light, truth, and wisdom. All the time, the light welling up inside you. Until finally it seems as if you were to look out to observe your form, all you would see is light. You have become the light, and all that it touches, and it fulfills you. Finally relaxing and drifting across the sky, you allow yourself to return to where you started your journey, and observe this time the setting of the sun. Sitting there on the edge of the cliff, you watch yellows turning to oranges and crimsons and purples, and for a time the whole sky gasps in wonder as the colors permeate the twilight, the last moments brightening into a dazzling showcase with reflections of the ocean. And all around you, you feel a peace that only the twilight can bring. As the last ray of sun steps off the horizon, you're struck by the eternity of it all. The sunset of one day here, but somewhere else, the sunrise of another. Tranquil and at peace. You feel calm, contented. Fulfilled.
Yeah.